But he thinks you can be a physician to the realm, as well as to the ruler.
Very kind of the king. For which case is he calling me in at present?
It is not the king who calls you, sir, but I,
responded the lady, blushing, for her chaste heart knew not how to lie. You, your health worries me the least. Your pallor arises from fatigue and disquiet, not from bad health.
You are right. I am not trembling for myself, but my brother, who makes me fret.
So he does me, madame.
Oh, our uneasiness does not probably spring from the same cause. As I am concerned about his health, I do not mean that he is unwell, but he is downcast and disheartened. Some 10 days ago, I am counting the days now, he ceased speaking, except to me, and in his favorite pastime of backgammon, he only utters the necessary terms of the game.
It is 11 days since he went to the house to present his veto. Why was he not mute that day, instead of the next?
Is it your opinion that he should have sanctioned that impious decree?
Demanded the princess, quickly. My opinion is that to put the king in front of the priests in the coming tide, the rising storm, is to have priests and king broken by the same wave.
What would you do in my poor brother's place, doctor?
A party is growing, like those genii of the Arabian Nights, which becomes 100 cubits high an hour after release from the imprisoning bottle.
You allude to the Jacobins?
Gilbert shook his head. No, I mean the Girondists, who wish for war, a national desire.
But war with whom? With the Emperor, our brother, the King of Spain, our nephew? Our enemies, Dr. Gilbert, are at home and not outside of France, in proof of which...
She hesitated, but he besought her to speak.
I really do not know that I can tell you, though it is the reason of my asking you here.
You may speak freely to one who is devoted.